This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I haven't looked at my ex's Twitter for a month, so I think as a reward, I'll shop for a new future ex.
I'm Brandy Posey, and that was the day the fly girl became a fly woman.
I'm Tess Barker, and other messy bitches, how many times I gotta tell you? Dry shampoo, a decent lip stain, sunglasses.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara Gray. Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's dark in here. We didn't turn on the overhead light.
It is dark. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it too.
Yeah, it's comfy.
It's very late afternoon.
Yeah. Right.
Possible seance.
It's like hot outside. This like makes it feel a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
We're fooling ourselves with it, but I feel good about it. Yeah. A little spooky.
I'm definitely a fan of having the lights out over the.
Me too. Always.
On. Yeah.
I would tend to.
Movies. Yeah. Hanging out.
TV. having sex.
Parties.
Eating.
Parties. Dinner. I mean.
Dancing.
Don't get me started on lighting at parties. I am.
You are.
I am but crazy about it.
It's important.
It's very important.
Very important. It sets the tone.
It's true.
Sometimes all you need is someone just to turn the lights out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've done that so many times.
How and like at strangers' homes.
Yeah. It's everything.
If you want people comfortable dancing, they cannot be seen.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they can be seen a little bit.
You're the Todd Glass of a dance party.
I am. Yeah. Well, parties in general, but definitely dance parties.
Yeah,
let's,
for sure.
Let's bring on our guest so we can fully explore this.
Partify.
She's a comedian. She has a great show called Blackberry Jam, which is the last Monday of every month at the Cha-Cha Lounge. Ellington Wells, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Of course. We want to pop in some dates coming up for us really quick.
Couple of plugs. This Friday, October 5th, I've got Harley Quinn Comedy at the Perky Nerd in Burbank. And then this Saturday, the 6th, I've got Picture This at the Virgil. So big old Brandy Posey weekend. Come out to both of those shows.
Beepo.
Really yeah.
Beepo time.
And we're doing the All Jane Comedy Festival this month.
In Portland.
We'll be doing a bunch of shows, the podcast. I don't know the exact things, but just check us out. If you live in Portland, check out the website.
What's the date of that again?
It's the 11th to the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be up there in Portland. I am missing a wedding on a battleship to come do a podcast.
Whoa.
So
show up.
Love y'all. Be there.
Damn. And then
I'm ready to Portland. I haven't been to Portland in a while.
We're Portlanding and Florida-ing in the same month.
Wow.
My body is ready.
Yeah. It's opposites. Like two very opposite places.
It's going to be.
Do you think they'll balance out and just become Idaho?
I don't know.
We will.
Yeah.
Do you remember me the first time we went to Portland? I just fully acclimated. Like my shoes started falling apart and stuff.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was just like, I don't know what was going on. Yeah. It was weird.
That was a fun trip.
Okay. Anyway, back to parties. Fuck all this. Ellington, actually, I was like a weird part of your surprise birthday party that Tashi past guest put on.
Yes.
She made me put on like a decoy dance party at the same place.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So that
it would become, because she didn't want to like invite like too many people to Ellington. She didn't want to like, you know,
make it a thing.
Have her know.
Oh, okay.
So she wanted something else going on. So it'd be a bunch of people there for the surprise, but so it'd be kind of like secret.
Got it.
Wow.
Were you surprised? Did you have any
100%
idea?
100%.
Nice.
No. I was in such a bad mood. My friends were like,
because they were forcing you to go somewhere you didn't want to go.
Yeah, because I told you, I like posted on Facebook this like really sad post. I was like, listen, I kind of like just have been busy and I didn't think about my birthday. So let's just like go to the Virgil and like hang out. And then my friends were like, no, let's like throw her a surprise party, but I didn't know about that. So then I went to dinner with like a few people, and then we were like kind of running a little bit behind, and we left dinner, and we were at the Bowery Bungalow, which is a personal favorite. If you guys haven't been, you should.
I need to go. I've never been there. The one on Santa Monica.
So the food is so good. The drinks are so good.
It looks really cute.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Okay.
And you know that's walking distance to the Virgil, so I was like, okay, let's just walk over there. And they were like, no, let's go to El Cid really quickly, because there's like this other party, and like we just need to like check in, say hi, and then we can walk down. And I was,
that's annoying.
It's like my friend Nate who. I was like, you would do this to me. I was like, this is you all over. Like,
surprise,
this is my night.
With fire.
Yeah. I was like, this is my night. And he was like, let's just go for a drink. I was like, fine. And then, so we walked in and there was no one there. So, and everyone, because everyone was being quiet. And everyone was inside being quiet. So there's no music playing. There's no one there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you guys know, there's a big patio that you walk into.
Yeah,
then you have
to
like
to
keep
walk
going.
Down these stairs, this long flight of stairs. And so then we were like going inside. And I was just pissed. And I was like shouting about it too. I was like, there's no one here. We have to leave. There's no one here. This sucks. There's no music even. And then I got inside and everyone was like, surprise.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a huge, first of all, it was a huge party, which was really crazy.
Yeah.
And also DJ Doug Pound was the DJ. And that really, he played my favorite song, which is Let Me Smell Your Dick. It was a very
Did you come up special request
night.
And ask him for that?
No, he just played it on
Oh,
his own,
fuck.
Oh, he didn't?
Made
wow.
It made it
That's
even
special.
More special.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Such a good song.
Wow.
Yeah.
So have you ever had one before, surprise party?
Never.
That's
first
awesome.
Time. I think that's the first last time.
Yeah, I don't. You can't have too many.
You only need one.
The experience.
Yeah, just the one and you're good.
I had one as a child, so I think I can have one as an
you
adult.
You can have another one, yeah.
Yeah. One pre-18 and one post-18,
I
think.
When... I think the like the more angry your friends make you, the better it is.
For sure. Like, ideally, like... you lash out on one of them really bad.
Yeah,
so you just spend your birthday feeling shitty.
It would have been so funny if you'd revolted and just gone to the Virgil.
I
were
almost
like,
did.
That's probably
I
what I would have done. Yeah.
Well, then the other thing that was crazy is that I invited people from like different areas of my life. Or just I posted it on Facebook. So
yeah,
I didn't even like know who had seen it. And so my friends were like racing around trying to
tell those people to
like,
come
no,
to
no,
the
go here.
Figure
place.
Out. Yeah. And like I was working on a show and so I was working on Problematic. Mm-hmm. And so nobody knew like my friends don't know the people that I work with. And so like they were trying like they had to like make a connect through something.
Oh my
crazy.
God.
There's so many
trying
like
to catch and they didn't catch my like side piece. This dude.
Oh, that's
And so
hilarious.
He was there.
He was at the Virgil.
He was just at the waiting. Virgil with friends, like waiting for me to get there.
Side piece get a side piece.
Yeah.
You know? The side piece doesn't get the invite.
Sorry, side.
Did not my friends did not think to invite him.
Well
sorry, side piece.
Such is the nature.
If you wanted a relationship, maybe you would have gotten an invite.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Exactly. If you like it, then you should have put a label on it.
Did he ever end up showing up or anything or not?
I texted him and he came and then he was like angry for a second, but
Well, fuck whatever. You.
I was like, whatever.
Did that ever end up going anywhere?
No, it's still in the same like level of
purgatory.
Buddyhood.
Just keep it in that
buddyhood.
Side holster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm fine
buddies.
With it now. Mm-hmm. It's just enough time has gone by that you just, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you're like, oh, we actually aren't compatible. Like all of the kind
oh,
of
yes.
like,
oh, yeah,
I
that's
want
great.
You to like me or like, or like, I like you or I don't like you or you're annoying or like, and all of that goes away and you're just like, oh, you're like a friend.
Yeah.
You just know me well. And so I can like talk to you about stuff and there's none of that anxiety is there anymore. Mm-hmm. And, but you're also can see clearly that like it would not work.
I find that you can, you can get and give good dating advice to those people. Cause you're like, I'm speaking as a point of view of someone who is fucking you, but also
oh,
I don't like you. So like, this is FYI what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you ever do care about a girl.
Yeah.
Slash,
yeah.
They can give you the similar feedback.
It's very, like, it's very freeing. Because that's what's happening with me as a guy I've been hooking up with is I'm like, oh, I can tell that you'd be horrible to date. So it's very easy for me to just give you shit constantly.
You know, it's kind of like when they're like, you shouldn't be shopping. And then you see a cute dress and you're like, fuck. Fuck. And then you go in the dressing room and you put it on and you're
it
like,
looks
yes,
like
it looks like shit.
Shit, yeah.
That happens.
thank goodness.
That is a 100% Urban Outfitters experience.
Yes.
It is not
truly.
A body.
Oh, I've given up on that place years
that
ago.
That and Anthropology is the queen of like looks great on the hanger. And then you try it on. You're like, what in fresh hell am I looking at?
Like, what shape were we? What there's no body for it. Like, no. I'm like, anyone could try this on, they would all hate it.
Yeah, I went to the Urban Outfitters. I gave it one last try at, like, the outlet in the Valley.
Oh, the Valley one? Yeah,
I was like, all right, one more time, Urban Outfitters. Here we go. And I don't know what the fuck was happening in there. It was, like, jumpsuits with the shoulders cut out, with bell bottoms. And you're like, what are you fucking socks?
Yeah. Everything together.
Everything has a peasant sleeve. It's insane.
But, like, tight at the shoulders or something. And you're like, I'm not jacked. Why am I busting out at the shoulders?
It'll be tight on, like, one shoulder only.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, you're like, my body's symmetrical. What are you talking about?
And it's a fucking nightmare. They don't understand length at all.
No, they really
dresses,
don't.
They're always so short or they're like weirdly like under the knee. It's just, I just can't do it anymore.
It is a nice moment of freedom though when something doesn't fit that you wanted. Just to be like, I can set you go forever.
Let it go.
Yeah.
That's why I cannot online shop.
Yeah, same. Mm.
I don't like to online shop for clothes because I just, when it comes, I just need to try it on because I know I'm probably not going to like it.
Also, and the average of it actually fitting or looking good on me is like one out of every 90 things I buy. Yeah, maybe a shoe.
I'm
torn
on the issue because I've had my share of disappointments, but I do really like the double high of online shopping, of like the high when you buy it and the high when it shows up.
That's true. Right.
You just need more packages. I think people
just need more packages. Yes.
It is nice.
That is really fun.
I'm a buy and return bitch all the way. I will buy it all and then bring it back. And like I said before, because I like live my life through errands, so I don't have to deal with the rest of my life.
That you don't mind bearing.
I'm giving myself future shit to do to avoid shit I should be doing, plus like the chance to try it on at home because you're just, you don't know. You know what I mean?
And see, I do like that because a lot of anywhere worth their salt has a good return policy, and I do like trying it on in my skinny mirror, in with my cool bra. Like, I don't want to be in some nasty dressing room trying on a bridesmaid dress.
I mostly, like, want to be talked out of everything that I want to buy, though.
Don't go shopping with me.
No, personally. Like, whenever
your friends, like, you want your friends to look at it?
No, like, when I'm shopping for stuff, I want, I don't want to actually buy anything. I like trying it on, and I like the hunt of it, but I don't actually care about the buying part of it.
Taking something home.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. I don't like spending money.
Oh, I do.
I like finding stuff, but I don't like.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
I just second guess every style choice that I make. Like, I can't, I have to kind of like think really hard because you go into these places. American Apparel was a really hard one for me because you go in and you're like, all of this looks incredible.
Yeah.
And then, and you're like, it fits like,
it's good quality.
A glove of sweatpants.
Yes.
And then, but then you get outside of that,
that
store.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Urban is also like this. And you get outside and you're like, wait, I can't have my whole boob out.
You're like, where would I wear this?
Why did I think this was a thing that I like, that I didn't need this and I can't wear it?
Because they pump you up with confidence because there's all these black and white photos of people with their boob out and it gets normalized in the 30 seconds you're in there.
Yeah.
I know. I really am sick of like how many times I've put on an outfit in my house and been like, oh, fuck, this looks amazing. Then been like, I can't step outside. There's no way. I would never step outside in this.
Yeah.
I mean, how many bodysuits I'm gonna test it? I mean, I do wear those outside, but oh my god, I have more than I could ever wear.
Yeah,
it felt. I was in Hollywood and Highland today, and it felt good to walk past the empty American Apparel and be like, "I survived, you motherfucker!"
I saw you go.
Goodbye forever.
Yeah,
felt real good.
They're online though now.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think they were still around.
Yeah, no. Instagram, let me know. They're like, you've always
Instagram.
Been.
Instagram ads are so freakishly on top of it. Yeah. It really terrifies me.
Well, the phone's probably listening to you.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah, we've already discussed this. It is, because it's always giving me ads for shit I talked about, whether I've done anything else. Yeah.
It's inescapable.
I was like, looking for my keys, getting ready for work. Mm-hmm. And then I went on my phone, and the Google ad on my Gmail was like key finder. I was like, I got you, bitch. You were listening to me.
You were saying like, I can't find my keys.
Yeah, I was like shouting like, I can't find my keys. I can't find my. I was like,
that is so fucking terrifying.
This thing never leaves our site. We're just talking. We're just giving it everything all the time, always.
I was like, I mean, I want to win the lottery.
How about you shut the fuck up and give me money? I'm talking to my phone closely, like I'm threatening it right now.
Like, wait a minute. Shut the fuck up.
Do you think our phone knows when we're getting laid because it hears us having sex?
Probably.
Oh my god.
Yeah, our phones are all perverts. We got real pervy phones. They know everything.
We just have to bank on the fact that there's so much chatter. Everyone's being recorded, that we just have to hope that we're blending in.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, okay, you were having sex, so it was everyone.
Yeah, so it was everyone.
That's the thing is there's a lot more exciting shit than my life going on out there for them to pay attention to.
Yeah,
so
I'm not that worried about people listening. There's also so much data. I don't know. But yeah. I was thinking the other day about what would happen if like I'm older, you know, mm-hmm. and or maybe I pass and my kids like look through my old G chats.
Oh,
I know, like my emails from my friends.
Oh,
I'm just like, because you know, you'd like go through like so, like a grandparent passes or something, and you mm-hmm. have like all their letters,
love letters,
and you read it, and it's like,
oh no, those are not love letters.
You're not.
Like, do not look through my photos.
No
photos. I mean, that's the thing is, originally I was just scared of like, I don't know, fucking a vibrator or something, which is like fairly innocuous, you know. You're not gonna find anything physically that crazy, but oh my god, digitally, woo, no, that's
oh boy.
Yeah.
And then like it's so funny to think that you could in theory like put it all in one book, like you could put all the text in a timeline, my G chats, my emails, mm-hmm. my Facebook, mm-hmm. all my texts, mm-hmm. and you could just piece together my shitty decisions, chronicles.
Oh, my. Mine are recorded also because I was on like doing internet dating before most people. Yeah. So mine are recorded way too far back. Like,
oh, wow.
There's so much on there.
You're like in the first Roman army of sexting.
Yeah, this is okay. This is what when I die, not if I die.
Well, we might get downloaded.
That's true. But you guys, I give everyone permission to set up at my like wake like a collage of really bad sexy selfies I took of myself. Because I feel like that would be so fucking funny.
October 4th, 2017. We have it on record.
You have it on record. You're allowed to. Yeah.
So if you were thinking, everyone just work one out.
Wait, today's October 4th?
October. Well, this
is getting released 10/4.
Roger that.
Yeah. Yeah, Barbara. The world's got your confirmation now.
All right. I think it'd be because there are so many in my phone. They're so bad.
Oh,
like,
because
I've just have so many outtakes. So.
Well, and do you like not delete? Sometimes I'll not delete selfies I took. So I'm like, well, I still look kind of hot in that one. When am I going to use?
I just don't delete it out of laziness.
Yeah, laziness too. But when I do the big clean, I'm like, well, I look kind of hot in that one. When am I going to use an old kind of hot selfie?
Mm-hmm. You're not. Yeah.
I'm not.
I use those, but you have a boyfriend. I
know.
Like, I'll be like, sure, I took this yesterday.
Yeah, send.
It's your own personal Getty images.
Right. I should watermark them. That was a good idea. Yeah.
You should. Have you seen Emily Heller's this really great bathing suit that she made? That is just like, she got it printed, and it's the cast of Frasier. It's a picture of her, a picture of Anthony Jeselnik, and then she got the Getty Images watermark just across the front of it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I guess.
It's really amazing.
Someone, Roz, I think, from Frasier saw it.
Yeah,
really? Like, I want one.
That's great.
She wore it over to Anthony Jeselnik's pool and, like, didn't tell him until he, like, looked and was like, Am I in your bathing suit?
My face?
Yeah. And he was like, fuck yeah, that's great. Just so funny. Like, I love a great move like that.
I mean,
that.
Yeah, someone really can make a bathing suit out of
it. Oh, out of all your sexy outtakes.
I should make one just for this podcast.
Life.
Yeah, I really should.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you not feel confident with your own sexy selfies on you?
Don't you want to be there for it?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be there.
I love the idea of, like, Barbara having, like, a living wake. Like, 85-year-old Barbara just, like, watching
she
us
would.
Look at these, like, selfies from her, like, early 30s.
Who doesn't
like,
want to have a living wake?
I do. Yes. You know what your living wake is your bachelorette party, so we'll do it when you get married. We'll do a collage of your
sex. Living wake.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
And then if you don't ever get married, you still have it.
When you have a will, you should also make, like, a slideshow.
Yeah.
We have
to
what?
Be shown. Like, when you write your will. Like,
oh, that it? Yes.
You should also have, like, a slideshow.
Make it interactive.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A PowerPoint with those, like, I always love, like, whenever you see a PowerPoint that has all the, like, the sound effects and shit in it.
When oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Out to the star wipes.
When Grandpa forgot to turn off the star wipe feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Ken Burns effect. Like everyone's face
oh,
is cut off because they didn't turn off the Ken Burns effect.
Yeah, I'm real into that.
Well, my dad texted me one time and he was like, he was making a PowerPoint and he wanted the sound effect from Law and Order when it's like dun, dun. He
Hell
was
yeah,
like,
dad.
Dun, how dun? Do I get the sound effect for Law and Order?
What is this PowerPoint?
He was like, you know, the dum dum. I was like, I don't know.
Oh my God, I really want to see what this PowerPoint was.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a scientist. It was probably something.
That's a perfect sound effect for a science PowerPoint.
Oh, you know what? I actually do know. It was about bioethics. Oh, and it was something about law and science.
Wow.
That's a fun. That's better than most science PowerPoints.
Yeah. I'm sure it was good. I'm sure it was good. He's fun. One time he showed his class like a Reggie Watts thing because he was like doing a lecture on creativity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like the Dun Dun has really like made it into the, you know, made it in out in the world as a noise, as a
It's very iconic. It conveys a lot in just one dun dun.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like one of the celebrities of
the sound
noises.
World.
Of
yeah,
the
noises, it's yeah. for sure an all star as far as noises go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, so many spinoffs. I mean,
yeah, it's so easily recognizable, which is like so. It's that's like, all I care about in my noises,
right? Dude, I actually knew this guy.
Exactly,
I'm not kidding.
What it is. Yeah, right
I knew this guy whose step grandpa invented the sound that trucks make when they back up, and he was a millionaire because of
the beeps.
Yeah.
I come from that. I come from old beep.
I come
money.
From beep.
Yeah.
Beep. How did you
his
how did you invent that?
His grandpa invented that beep. Think about it. It's the only
the
you know
I'm
that
the heir to the beep fortune.
Yeah, he's the heir to the beep fortune.
Don't you know who
so
I am?
Funny.
All right, you guys, we're going to back up a second and be back. Wait.
Dun dun.
We'll be back.
Dun
dun.
Beep,
dun. Wait, I can't do it. Dun dun. Now that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 2 3 everybody. 1 2 3. Dun dun. 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 Coming back now. Hello. Welcome. Oh.
Wow. Coming back now.
Coming back now. Dun dun.
Over here. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Ellington Wells.
Hello again.
Hello. And let's play a game.
Woo, woo. What are we going to play, Barbara?
Who, what, when, where, why?
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
Hell yeah.
Otherwise known as W to the fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That makes it sound like a late 90s boy group.
Nick News, W5.
W to the fifth.
W to the fifth.
Do you remember that? Remember on Nickelodeon, the news show, Nick News, W5? Mm-mm. It was like who, what, where, when, why, and it was like stories in the news.
I was deprived of cable as a child.
No. Oh, yeah. That was like it was a thing. I remember like feeling like I was worldly because I'd watched it as a kid, and it was like news for children, basically. Like, this is stuff that's happening. You should recycle.
I mean, Carmen San Diego made me feel worldly. As far as
so true.
I was totally. So impressed with those kids knowing that map. I was so impressed.
Right?
Yeah. From that angle, too. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it would be really hard when if you were like standing on a map to be able to understand where you were.
I was really just there for Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Or no, it's Rockapella.
Rockapella.
Sorry.
Sounds like it was one guy, Rockapella.
I know, I was like, that can't be the name because it was women and it was more than one, but it was Rock.
No, it was all dudes.
It was all dudes.
Oh, that was what I was there for.
You're thinking of the chief? I don't know.
Where? No, they had long
good luck,
braided gumshoe. Hair, though. That was the chief. That was the chief, yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah. I played the computer game.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was the computer lab jam. That. It was either that or Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also played Zoom Beanies. That's like a deeper
what's
cut,
Zoom
though.
Beanies? What's Zoom Beanies?
I'll tell you.
Give us a PowerPoint.
It was these little like blue dudes with legs and you got to build them. And then they lived on an island and they had to leave their island. And so you would take them over to a new island. But you had these like, it was like a quest with them to resettle.
Is it like Lemmings?
It was like a resettlement program.
Mm.
And you had to like take them through all of like the hardships of the new land, but all the hardships are like math games or like puzzles.
Gotcha.
Right.
Oh, I
right.
kind of remember
or, like,
that.
You build a pizza in the first
I
one,
see.
And there's like
man,
so there's a bridge. And
I need
pizza
more
guy.
Games like that teach me about shit. I don't know.
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah,
the but I feel like if what if there was like a new like a. You know,
like a math rabbit
for
30-year-olds.
Make one
math rabbit
for Donald Trump to play, so he can understand.
Oh
what
my
it's
God,
like,
he's gonna understand anything.
He needs, like what it's like to be a person. Math rabbit.
Yeah,
like,
he needs,
having a brain plus having a heart is.
Yeah, empathy rabbit.
Some compute fun games for him to play to to understand some of these complex ideas.
Or at least if we could get him to download one of those instead of watching Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
And then to get addicted to the game. and start That'd learning.
Mm-hmm. When he's like going to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
My mom will give herself away in the bathroom because of
You can hear the noise?
You can hear the Candy Crush noises on her iPad.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm like, Mom?
Oh, Candy Crush has really turned a lot of bathroom breaks into a whole other.
Can we, for a second, just take a moment of silence for the woman on the date that tried to throw her poop for the window and got stuck?
Yes.
Thank you so much for bringing this up.
Oh,
my God.
This woman on a date in the UK, she went over to the guy's house. Toilet didn't flush.
Oh, no.
So she tried to throw the poop out the window.
Oh, no.
She wrapped it up and she threw it out the window.
Oh, no.
Got stuck between two windows.
Oh, no.
So then she crawled in after it.
No.
And then she got stuck.
She told the guy after she threw it out and saw that it got stuck, she went out and she was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did this.
Oh, my God.
But I've thrown my poop out the window.
And got stuck between the two windows.
And she was like, I was a gymnast when I was younger. I think I can get it.
Oh, my God.
So then she crawls up, and then he boosts her up, and, she gets wedged outside of the window.
She got stuck in there. I didn't know that.
Is there, a picture of her?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture.
Oh, really?
I would like to see this. How long was she stuck?
I can pull it up, how long it would take me to pull it up.
I'm glad that you had more information, because I thought that...
I read the whole damn article. I was like, Tinder is... I gotta know.
Yeah.
I thought, on Tinder?
They were on their first Tinder date.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They've since gone out a few more times.
Well, that's a test right there.
Truly.
That's, what a first date story. Yeah. You gotta stick it out a little bit.
He had a GoFundMe for a new window, and it got fulfilled. So.
That's good.
So.
Wait, the window? Oh, because they had to smash it to get her out?
Oh my God. To get her out.
This sounds exactly like something I would do.
Totally.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes.
I think that's what's so terrifying about it.
Yeah, this is not far from something.
Far flung, if you will.
This is like a sliding doors experience. I took one turn in fifth grade that made me not do
this.
Here's
a picture of her in the window.
Oh my, she's like upside down.
Oh,
she's upside down.
No. She just could have passed out.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the moment where she's like, I can't get out? That looks so scary.
They call the firefighters to come, and here are the firefighters.
Man. This is giving me a panic attack.
Her legs are stuck out of the window.
It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have really bad claustrophobia.
Wow.
For that.
I didn't realize she was hanging upside down.
Nightmare on top of nightmare.
It's not good for you, I don't
think.
You could
pass. Especially, was her poop close to her face at that point?
She got it out.
Oh, she got it out.
She handed the poop back up. He took it. He got rid of it.
Oh, but then she couldn't hold it too.
But then she was stuck.
Oh my God.
See,
I don't think he held it that long.
Well, no, but can you imagine being upside down and handing your poop out to a date? It's like, here, just all right.
I really hope they are together forever.
Yeah. Truly. Well, once you've been in a BuzzFeed News article with a date, I think you just have
That's
forever.
Required.
They deserve a wedding that's got Cinderella carriages and a castle or something. Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird to get married to Disneyland?
Yeah.
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 People do it. Super Disney stuff is very weird.
Yeah, it's super expensive.
I don't understand Disney World. Is that the one out here? People get so
Land. Disneyland.
Mad at me.
Land is here. World is Florida. Yeah.
People get so mad at me here. Mm-hmm. I used to tell a joke where I was like, Disney World. And then I was like, just kidding, Disneyland. I know you guys are all mad at me for saying that. And people wouldn't laugh because they were so mad.
They'd be mad just at you for saying Disney World instead?
Even as a joke.
Yeah.
But I don't understand Disney.
Have you been to either of them?
No.
Oh, you have to go.
Oh, you haven't been?
If you've been gone, then you can't know.
If you didn't go as a kid.
Yeah, I
didn't go till I was in ninth grade, and I can kind of take or leave Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of appreciate it because I have good memories of the one in Florida with my friends. But mm-hmm. It wasn't magical to me because I didn't go as a kid.
Yeah, I went as a kid and I love it.
I do want to go to Harry Potter World.
Me too.
It's really fun.
I've heard just incredible stuff about it.
I know.
Yeah. Universal seems like the better place for me.
I'm only really interested in going to Harry
Potter.
I mean,
Universal as a whole is a fucking...
It's
not
a
good
situation.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's like, why are we making this amusement park? It's just
they have a fucking stage show of Waterworld. In 2017, of the movie Waterworld, they have a stage show, and it's the worst
thing.
They
just never update Universal
Studios.
They never
update. Okay. So
and it's all, and it's kind of sad and hilarious because the whole thing is about this is the cutting edge of technology. And then you go on a tour where there's literally a Jaws shark with visible brass jaws.
And it's Scooby-Doo characters walking around.
Yeah.
I will say
it's a time machine.
I will say Florida Universal has a lot of sick roller coasters, at least.
Oh, really?
It's a different. The Florida ones are bigger.
I went to Epcot.
Epcot is part of Disney.
I went there when I was
But you did go. Okay.
You went to the worst one. That's probably why you don't like it.
I'm from Vermont, and we drove to Florida.
To go to Epcot?
That's a rough. That's a long time.
You didn't even go to... what's the Disneyland and Magic Kingdom called? The Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Epcot is the worst one, especially
Wait, what's
as
the
kids.
Difference between... I thought Epcot was in Disney World.
No, it is. Disney World is like...
Encompasses
different continents, basically.
Okay.
I see. Epcot is one... It's like Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, MGM?
Yeah. It's confusing because Disneyland is also different kingdoms.
Yeah.
Or different worlds.
But that's worlds.
Like within Tomorrowland. Oh, I guess it's all land. Tomorrowland, Adventureland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to understand why I don't like to travel that much. I don't think my family knows how to do it. Like, why did we drive?
That's way. How long was that? Like, 2 days?
You get
or
into Florida. Yeah, yes.
You drove
from
two
Vermont.
2 days?
Yeah,
to
and then
Epcot?
You get into Florida and it's still another, like, 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Florida's so long.
It's just straight down 95. I'm from Maryland, so it's like, I've done that drive.
We
and
stopped
that drive
in
sucks.
Maryland. We have family there.
Did you just never fly as a child?
No, I did all the time. I don't know.
Just if it's a whole family, sense. It saves a lot of money, though.
Yeah. So, I don't know what we were doing.
2 days.
Looking at people traveling with children, I'm like, how the fuck did my family ever do this in a million years?
I don't know either.
You just do it. You just do it.
Yeah, I guess like being a parent in general, you just do it.
You just hope they're asleep most of the time.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's always really rough to see like a mom struggling with like three kids and then just like a husband just like reading a magazine or whatever at an airport. I'm always just like, be better. I like want to go like yell at them. Really
I feel
badly.
Like I do see some pretty good dilfs when I'm flying to you though.
That is
seen
true.
Some pretty hot dilfs.
That'll change my whole day at the airport. Yeah. Hot dad like with
doing
one,
his thing.
Yeah.
Maybe like Australian good tattoo, adorable
Why
baby.
Is hot dad so hot?
I think it's like an evolutionary thing.
Because it's also a man with empathy that cares and stepped up.
Yeah.
And we just don't, you know, it's a nice
what,
thing
well, like
see
we don't
wild.
See that all the time? All right, let's do
about more than yourself.
Do some of these cues.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. And okay, who is the most relatable Muppet? Hitting hard here.
Yeah.
No, this is really good.
Yeah. I thought this said reliable Muppet.
Oh, that's a good question too. But and I would have to say Kermit for that.
Probably
one.
Kermit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, relatable.
I think Fozzie Bear
is relatable.
Yeah.
He's always comparing himself to Kermit. He like wants people to think of him the same way Kermit does mm-hmm. is thought of. But he's just like never. He's not quite. I think to
he's
me
never
too,
get the glory.
He's like fur. Is furry like a black person? I like.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm Who? Mixed, and then like okay. So there is this one particular Muppet movie that I've watched countless times, mm-hmm. and it's The Muppet Caper.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen
and
that one
And in The Muppet Caper, Fozzie Bear and Kermit the Frog are twins.
Mm-hmm.
And their father is, like, a furry frog or something.
Really?
He's, like, a bear. And then they're always talking about, like, which one has fur. Fozzie keeps getting confused about which one of them has fur.
So you with it?
Isn't
so,
that weird?
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what this is.
I just think that Fozzie might be like a different race.
Right. Okay.
I can see that.
So yeah. Fozzie's a different race from the rest of the Muppets, or just from Kermit?
I mean, definitely just from Kermit, but some of the other ones too.
Right.
That is really disturbing.
Oh, this is it,
right?
Yeah, it's a frog bear.
Yeah,
it's a weird green frog bear.
Yeah, wow. It's like in the middle.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so he's like. Like, Fozzie's, like, the biracial
Yeah,
he's kind of yeah, a lonely place.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I relate the most to him. He's, like, really, and he's, like...
Well, he's a comedian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all I know about. I really don't know much about the Muppets, so...
I always had an affinity for Fozzie, too.
He has a really good heart.
Yeah.
He's always trying to help Kermit. Kermit's kind of, like... He just kind of thinks he already knows the answer to stuff and is, like, on the right path.
Yeah, and Kermit's, like, one of those guys that, like, gets off on how sad he is. He's like, oh, I listened to Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Oh, my God, he's a sad boy.
Yeah, Kermit's a sad boy.
Absolutely.
And, like, his whole personality.
Fozzie's just, like, a good dude.
Yeah. Right. It's like, that's why Miss Piggy doesn't like you, Kermit. Or she does like Kermit, actually.
Yeah.
Of course.
What?
That's closer.
I think I like Rizzo the Rat. I think he's my favorite.
Rizzo's great.
I love Rizzo.
Yeah, Rizzo's scrappy. Mm-hmm. Got that East Coast charm.
Yeah. I've always really felt an affinity for
Rizzo. Feels like Pizza Rat adjacent.
Yeah. Oh, first, they definitely know each other. Yeah. They hooked up in college. Yeah.
I just love that he always, the rats, in the movies, the rats have, like, their own world. And, like, yeah. always, like, in their own
There's, like, an own storyline going on.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, they're pretty good. Rizzo and then the two old guys were always, like, oh, I wish you were my grandpas. I loved them.
They played so Marley fun. And Marley in the Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were super fun. I feel like, is his name Scooter? Is that his name?
Skeeter and Scooter.
No. The one with
the twins?
Were they even twins?
I don't know them.
In Muppet Babies.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He wears like a striped shirt.
Yeah.
And he's just got like red hair.
Yeah. And he's like really boring.
Yeah. He's just like he's the normal one. He's like a norm.
Yeah. He's real normie.
That's weird that they threw in a normie Muppet.
Yeah. Normie's a good name for a Muppet,
that
though.
That is a good name for a Muppet.
Yeah. Yeah, he like seems like he's probably relatable for somebody.
Did you guys watch the show at all on ABC? That was like,
the new one.
Yeah,
Not the new one.
I kind of looked fun, but I didn't. Watch
I just
it.
Like there was like a Kermit joke where he's like on the 405.
And really?
Like, they were trying to make it like an adult Muppet show.
It's The Office, but with Muppet. But it was
I probably like that.
It took place like a late night show.
Okay.
Ooh. Like they all worked on.
So
this
it was like 30 Rock,
show.
The Office.
Yeah. Hmm.
Now I want to watch it.
It wasn't that good, and also they had like. They introduce some like new Muppet. I'm not into new Muppets.
No, canon is canon.
Yeah, if you're already doing all this new stuff with it, just give us the ones we know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're dealing with enough change on the Muppets as it is.
Yeah. I can deal with like new Sesame Street characters.
Well, I have no idea what's going on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm behind on Sesame Street.
You gotta get.
Wait, that's a wait
on.
That's also Muppets, right?
It's Jim Henson.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. I mean, Kermit, and didn't they start on there? No.
I think they're more like, that's more like a...
I don't fucking know anything.
It's the same universe or whatever.
Yeah.
Jim Henson, right. Muppeteers. Puppeteers? Muppeteers.
Puppeteer.
They have to have like a Sesame Street verse Muppet movie, like Batman versus Superman.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh, their universes collided.
Oh, yeah. Why does that happen? Cool. Oh, God. There's got to be like, so Big many, Bird. Like, annoying Muppet fans out there who are like, excuse me.
Actually,
but
in this episode of this...
I cannot
in Muppet Babies
the fan fiction written about that show. I'm sure
there's
like,
a lot. Does it involve the puppeteers ever? We don't know.
I want to see Snuffleupagus do coke.
Snuffleupagus was my favorite.
Let me guess. That's on DeviantArt.
Does
somebody has definitely drawn that?
You want to see him the just, other way because he's like definitely does heroin.
Well, I just want to see his snout do a line of something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
It's more of a visual.
I wonder what he'd be like. Yeah, maybe he just can't really. Yeah.
He'd be annoying as hell. He'd be like talking about his new DJ project.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I loved him. He always looked so comfortable. I just want to like lay down on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, next question.
We're done.
We're all just like thinking about
laying down on Snuffleupagus.
Like, it's so warm in here. We're like, it's nap time.
I'm ready.
All right. What is the best part of the week?
Oh, interesting. Thursday night.
Yeah. Mm. I think I agree with that.
It's a good night.
Thursday night.
Why Thursday night?
Thursday night because you could probably go out without anyone judging you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you only have one day left.
One day left.
Mm-hmm. Of the week.
Yeah.
Period.
And no one expects anyone to get them and work done on Friday.
Yes. Like if you that's work the great on, thing about Fridays.
If you work on like a Monday through Friday, no one is expecting you to like turn in quality work on Friday.
No. Right.
No, everyone's half out the door.
Yeah.
We should just cancel Friday.
Like, yeah, but then Thursday would
no,
be but Friday.
Then, yeah, that's
no,
true.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah, then you'd ruin my best day.
Yeah.
You're ruining my things.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I think that we just had a 3-day weekend. And it was, I don't see any reason to work 5 days a week. It should be 4 days, 3 days mm-hmm. off. Mm-hmm. It makes way more sense. Just get more work done.
Yeah.
Work
well, we've
10
talked
hours
about this because, like, we have the same. We've talked about this before, but we have the same structure that we've had forever. But we have computers now, so we get
There's
work done
no reason.
10 million times faster. But we still have 40-hour work weeks. If it makes zero fucking sense.
Yeah, if we were trying to fill so much time, maybe we wouldn't be on the internet looking at this depressing shit and just trying to kill time.
No, we wouldn't be. We'd be out living our lives more.
Yes.
But if you're out living your life more, then you're happier and they actually, like,
you won't spend money on shit.
When they actually want to, like, keep you down by keeping you busy.
Conspiracy. Yes.
All comes back to the man.
Well, it's like, yeah, if you're like, working, you don't have a chance to put your head up and think about how much better your life could be because you're worried about, like, making your money per hour, per hour, per hour. Because that's what it is. It's like, if we're...
It's consumer. It's just capitalism.
It's all capitalism.
Pink Floyd the Wall shit.
Yeah, exactly. All fucking evil.
Wow. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, even just going to work for the most part. I've primarily worked from home for like the last 4 or 5 years. And like, it's like, you can get so much shit done at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. Yeah. Most jobs you don't have to go there for.
Well, I think that like office stuff is fading out.
It seems like it is.
How much more work is done through the internet, and you can make your own hours and be anywhere. And,
And then you can abuse me more because... I'll always have to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a weird thing right now of like, we're still like working hourly in a lot of ways, but also we are expected to be like available
all the time,
forever. And like you have to have your email on your phone or whatever, but then you are only paid from like 9 to 5. But you're still like, it's always on the back of your head. So you're on 24 hours a day.
If I'm paid 9 to 5, you bet your fucking ass I'm not opening an email after 5 p.m.
That's
very cool.
I don't keep working. I keep like comedy email on my phone, but I don't, whenever I've had jobs in the past, I refuse to put it on my phone. You can get me another phone.
Yeah. But you just have to set that precedent. Like, I don't answer email at 10 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody should.
I know. I was just an assistant. And
oh, geez. Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have that option.
You don't have that option.
Yeah. Because you'll get fired, right?
Yeah. Well,
not fired, but it's like if you want to be the best at your job and that kind of thing, you have to be on top of it.
Yeah, and things just come up. I mean, in production, things just come up all the time.
That's the thing. Right? Like, 10 p.m. the night before, they're like, oh, we need something at 7 tomorrow. You can't. Yeah.
But sometimes, I think it's a delicate thing because it's like, you kind of have to set that precedent because then they'll get it in their head that they need this at 7, when really they could have emailed you in the morning about it. Like, people just get in the habit about things that could easily wait till tomorrow, but while they're thinking about it, they email you.
That's production's whole problem, though.
They're like, this needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
It'll go from completely boring and dead to, like, heart attack level stress. And then back down and then up and down.
And, like production, too, it's also, like, on your time cards, generally your days are technically 12-hour days before you start hitting overtime. So they're like, well, but really, you really only work, like, 8 to 10, but they, like, feel like they can hold you for a full 12.
They keep you there,
And, like, man, that's why I got out of production, because I just was, like, I felt like a lot of people I was working with also, like thrived off of that. They would try to like be the last.
It's
one
a definite
there.
Like lifestyle.
It's a weird martyrdom. It's a weird martyrdom.
It is kind of addictive.
They also work for 4 months and then they're take off a month or so.
Yeah.
Very few people, although I do think a lot of people have this like addiction to the work and then they'll like just take another job, take another job, take another job. But there are definitely a lot of people that then take time off and, like, enjoy working really hard when they're doing that.
Yeah.
And then having, like, a big chunk of, like, vacation time or whatever, just chill.
Yeah. I get that, too.
Yeah.
I would much rather do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You kind of like it. I get energy when I'm tired, too. Like, after, like, 12 hours, I feel like...
There's something... That energy about working in production is a very specific, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... service, like working in the industry, like in the food industry, like you work really, really hard and then you get off work and you're like, want to party really hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you just like, you're all, I don't know, so much adrenaline.
Man.
Yeah, and you don't want the last thing you did to like be work either.
It can't be. You have to have like a little downtime. Yeah.
And the craziest people I've ever met my entire life are reality show camera guys.
Oh God. They
Oh Jesus.
Fucking maniacs. I knew
that sounds like a nightmare.
Dude, I worked on the hell was it called? A Great American Road Trip on NBC like 10 years ago or whatever. And all our camera guys also worked on like what's the race one? Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. Like they did their Survivor shows and stuff.
What?
So they were like on islands 24 hours a day. And then we were taking them on like a road trip across the country. So they were like, this is nothing. There's not even like poisonous snakes around us. This is great.
Right. They're
so
all,
they would like,
they're badges of honor.
They would shut down small towns that we were staying in and then pay noise ordinance fines so they could keep bars open later. Cause they just were like, they only wanted 3 hours of sleep a night. They were just like maniacs. I remember this one dude I was talking
sounds
to one
fun.
Night. Yeah. Yeah. This one dude.
Like, do you have any number?
Yeah, yeah, that's not that. And they're going to carry equipment.
But what did they look like, though?
They were all old and divorced.
Oh, yeah. Single.
Yeah. Torture.
I remember, like, one dude I was.
Torture.
This one guy, he was like, it was like in Winslow, Arizona, and we're like walking back to the hotel at the same time or whatever. And he was telling me how he has like four kids that live in four different countries and speak four different languages. And he's just like, I mean, that's just my life. That's just like, I gotta learn four languages so I can tell my kid I love him in four languages.
Oh, so God. He knocked up women in four different countries?
Yeah. In four different languages. I mean,
excuse me, he fell in love with yeah. women in four different countries.
Yeah.
And gave them the greatest blessing of their life, which was a child.
I just remember being like, oh, man, what even are you?
I love that just these are the new, like, Navy men or, like, the reality show producers yeah. coming to shore.
Yeah, coming to port.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're the new sailors.
Oh, that's so gross.
I know.
You see a boom mic, run, ladies.
Get out of there.
The world's just full of little tattooed babies.
Yeah, truly.
Tattooed with beards.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
All right. It's it. All right. We will BRB. You're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs. I'm here with Ellington.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Where does Ellington come from? That's a great name.
I was named after Duke Ellington.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Jazz musician.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. That's cool.
It He's makes great. Jazz name. Musicians. It, any musician.
Oh, my God. They must love it.
Oh, crazy. I bet.
They go sure. wild for
you
that.
You pulled any good jazz tale?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I went to a college with a conservatory.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Woo-hoo. Anytime.
Is that the noise they make? A wee ba doo ba
hoo. Yeah. They start scatting when I tell them my name.
My name is Ellington, like the Duke. That's a great.
As in the Duke.
Yeah. That's awesome.
People always are like, oh, I'm going to call you Duke. And zero people actually do it.
Yeah.
So but it's like.
Okay. Do you want to be called Duke? I mean, Ellington's such a good
care.
Name already.
Yeah,
I just don't like Ellie. I don't care. People call me like Ellen, and actually Earl at work. They call me Earl. I don't know where that came from, but huh. I do
Duke of
like
Earl,
it.
Probably.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
It's like a weird A to C.
Yeah. I do like it, Earl though.
That's cute.
Earl is fun.
Yeah, but Ellie, it doesn't Mm-mm. feel good.
Yeah, you don't seem like an Ellie.
There's some names that just rub you the wrong way, and like that people just want to call you that you don't mm-hmm. know why. But it's just when people call me Tessa, I'm just like, ugh. This is yeah. not top uh-huh. the A.
Barbed wire.
People call you barbed wire.
It's happened.
And that gets you.
I just, yeah, I'm not.
You're just like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even.
Well, I think for all of them involved, every, like, weird nickname that someone thinks, everyone has said it to before.
Totally,
it's never,
yeah.
It's never unique. I mean, maybe Earl. Smellington.
Oh.
They're like, okay, Smellington. And then they're like,
yeah. They're like, I am the first person to ever.
Duke's the same. They're like, oh, man, I'm going to call you Duke. It's always Duke. Yeah. I think that it's going to be a really cool thing that we have between me.
Yeah.
Between us.
Duke's been claimed, bro.
Yeah.
Duke's been claimed.
It just doesn't have. It's just, I'm like, I dare you to. That's yeah. what I started saying.
Saying
I'm
that.
Like, I dare you to call me Duke. And then they never do.
Yeah.
If they're not going to do it on a dare, they never will.
Yeah,
never
that's will. The test.
That's how you know a man is serious.
All right, Ellington, we are going to answer some advice to our listeners. Would you
Great.
Like to help us?
I would love that so much.
Awesome.
Cue the music.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Yes. Y'all, I've hit the end of my rope with this one, and I'm passing it on to you for help. I was in a long, opposite coast distance, long-term relationship for the last 2.5 years. We had been talking about him getting me a discounted piece of sports equipment from his work. After like 3 months of badgering him, he finally sent something similar to what I asked for, but not actually what I wanted. Okay, he had moved into a new apartment, and when I asked for his address to send him a check, he didn't know how much I owed him and wouldn't give me his address, and a few times told me it was his duty to keep his girl's equipment fresh and acted like it was a gift. What kind of equipment is this?
Girl's equipment fresh?
It's my... Ew! I really hate that sentence. Around 5 months later, it became apparent that I was part two of his double life and ended the relationship.
Oh.
He's taken it incredibly poorly, and it has actually really scared me a couple times by generally refusing to accept the breakup and contacting my friends and family who he's never met. What the fuck? He's now asking me for the money I owe him, and I gave him an address, and he's now asking for the money I owe him and gave me an address to send a check to. I looked up the address, and it's a house he bought with another woman. I told him to get fucked. Now he says he's leaving her to be with me forever and moving back to the city where I live in and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I told him I wasn't interested in a future that involved him, and he can do whatever he wants and live wherever he pleases. Last week, he told me to never contact him again. LOL, okay, dude, blocked him everywhere. But now he's sending me emails from throwaway Gmail accounts asking me to send the money to his parents' house. I have the money to send him, but feel like I should take a stand here and not send this dude money for what he treated as a gift every time I tried to pay him back while we were together. And that's separate from all the other shit he put me through over the last 6 months. Am I being terrible? Should I just give in and pay him so he'll leave me alone forever? Should I reiterate the LOL get fucked sentiment? P.S. For real about the love, y'all keeping me sane, and I feel like I have a lady friends again that are making after making a huge move for grad school. P.S.S. If it makes a difference, he's asking for around $900 for a $3,000 retail price piece of equipment. The thing that I actually asked him for retailed around $1,500 and would have been way cheaper than what he sent me.
All right. Fuck this guy forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know him shit. Maybe actually send him shit.
Maybe. Yeah, send him. Don't throw it out the window, but send it in the mail.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've blocked him and everything, but he sent you emails from throwaway emails, which I've been through, and I sent an email that said, if you ever contact me again, I'll get a restraining order. Yeah. I would do that, so you have that in writing.
I would do that, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's all you can do, and for sure, it sounds like you've blocked him all you can. You need to like say that. Luckily, he's far away, so I don't think he's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I agree. Send that one email and tell your friends. I'm sure your friends and family are telling this guy to fuck off, but tell him like, please, if this guy contacts you,
yeah,
he's making me feel unsafe. And
yeah,
exactly. And then any new email addresses he makes, just like don't respond to any of it.
Yeah, you've tried. Yeah, I would. I don't know if you can do it exactly for this, but like. If you can filter for his name or something in your email to send it to something you don't read, you want to keep him just in case.
Yeah.
But I would like, if you can figure that out, I would filter his emails into something like that. Because you still want to have that in case you need it for, court purposes or something. But yeah, you don't want money. I mean, you tried to pay him and you have proof of that. And that's long gone.
Yeah.
This is just him struggling to have any reason to contact you, connection.
The one thing he has.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, this is his complete connection. Oh, God. I wonder
I want to know about the double life shit. I want to hear how she found out.
I want to know if the other gal knows or not. I mean, it's not your job to tell her, obviously, or anything like that. But that's what a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. I guess that is Diablo. Like, yeah, send a check here and have her be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is from the girl who you were fucking at the same time. No, but like, yeah, don't give him jack shit.
No. Nope.
Like,
and he still has the equipment, right? She never got it.
No, she got something, but it wasn't what she asked for.
Oh, I thought she never got it.
Yeah, don't engage, I think.
Yeah,
really, anything that you would do to engage in that is just going to add energy to it.
Yeah.
And fuel all the any fire that there is there for him. And so just disappear.
I'm thinking of this in terms of people's court. If you're going on this show.
Oh, good call.
You have proof that you tried to pay him a million times and that he also said it was a gift repeatedly.
Yeah.
So... You have both points that
print
he's...
Print everything out. Every email that comes in, print it out. Have it in a binder.
Yeah.
Be like, ready to go.
Binders ready for people's really do matter. I had a...
Or a restraining order. I meant like a restraining order.
Oh, right. People's court.
You know that great standard bearer, the people's court.
Judge Judy will set this guy fucking
straight.
Fuck
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Judge Judy in the people's court use actual law?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
they're actual judges.
It's yeah.
Fine. Yeah. No, it stands those, that their rulings
yeah.
stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. yeah, you have, it sounds like you have what you need as far as the restraining yeah. ordership, but say that to him. Say, this is our last contact. If you contact me again, I will get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, if he shows up in your city, then follow through on it, you know.
I don't think he will. I think he's just trying to.
I don't think he will either.
Be a dick.
Yeah. Fuck him. Stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, it just sounds like he has a little bit too much time on his hands.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how they couldn't have even known each other that well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She doesn't know where his address is, where he lives. She does not. He's never met her friends or family.
Yeah, she's a long opposite coast relationship. So it must be like.
Yeah.
Mostly internet thing
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
It always seems like pathological with these kind of guys too. They just like need to have like this kind of shit always happening. Mm-hmm. Just like that living in that kind of chaos.
Yeah, they need to be juggling.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that you had the last word of like calling him out. Like he now that's why he's like nettling you for this money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best response is just ignoring someone like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will go away.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
won't go away as quickly as you want it to, as this is already proven and
yeah.
it will continue to prove. Like I know even just guys that you just break up with
mm-hmm.
just sometimes like this one guy actually who I thought where this was story was going before at the very beginning. I was seeing this guy and we were like just dating and then I spent like 3 days at his house
mm-hmm.
one time and this is when I was living in Philly and I was like on the third day I was like, hey, are you my boyfriend?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I would love to be your boyfriend.
Whoa.
But
oh,
unfortunately,
shit.
I already have a girlfriend.
What?
Who was like, and I was like, what? Like, how is that even possible? Like,
I've been here for 3 days.
Been here for 3 days.
What is she, on a silent retreat? Like, where is she?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She lived in New York City, and we were in Philly, and so she would, like, go visit her every other weekend or, like, something like that. But they, yeah, and, yeah, when we broke up, which...
Was it that night?
Very
please tell me.
Unfortunately, was not at that time.
Yeah.
We've all been in there.
But later, at a later date when we broke up, he, for maybe 5 years after, he's still like, he like sends me emails like on my birthday saying happy birthday.
Ugh.
Like,
yeah,
what?
I'll get some like creeper from the past messages occasionally. It's like, I thought I had you blocked on everything. How did this even get here?
That's like Brandy said, they still need, they like need
yeah.
that
yeah.
weird mm-hmm. connection
they
control.
Own a piece of you then mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
It's but fucking
I,
creepy.
I have to imagine if they're sending these messages and they keep going into the void, that just makes them go crazy. Like,
well, they were crazy to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to, on some level, be getting the message.
I don't think so. I think, because I don't think it's about...
It's not about what they're getting.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing
yeah.
to do with...
Yeah, it's not about that. You at all. Like, it's about,
right.
like, what... It's their own... It's them claiming ownership still in a way that
yeah.
I think...
And I
yeah.
also think, yeah, the way that it comes... Like, if you asked them, they'd
mm-hmm.
be like, well, I care about you. Like,
yeah.
they just... Mm-hmm. They don't think, like... Mm-mm. Like, oh, I was thinking about you, and so I just decided to launch off this,
yeah.
like, email and disturb mm-hmm. your life. Which
yeah, their
totally
answer is like, I care so
you.
Much about you. I've tried to be so nice to you. Why would you treat me like this?
Yeah.
Is their response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can't fathom that you wouldn't still want them in their in your life in some
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, oh, this
like,
is
we
a
can
nice,
be friends.
It's a
can...
treat for them.
Right.
It's a nice little
a treat.
Treat.
Oh, dear God.
here you go.
Yeah.
You want this?
Ugh,
of course.
That
why
feeling
you?
When you see it, like the feeling
yeah.
when you see the contact just gives me such the
gives ugh, like a pit in your stomach.
Crazy.
Yeah. Everyone just don't be a just general PSA. Nobody be a creeper.
Yeah.
You know, when it's
please?
Over, let it be over.
Yeah, just let it be done. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I've completely abided by letting it be over.
Well, that's why I said PSA for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for everyone.
But I mean, I also have, you know, not tried to make someone's life a living hell.
Exactly.
Eventually
yeah.
gotten over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy will, it'll peter out. He'll lose.
Yeah, he will. He'll lose steam.
He'll honestly just
he'll
do it to
unfortunately
someone
else. Find someone
yeah.
else. Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's,
just gonna do
and there's nothing
else.
You can do about that. It's like,
it's
we
a
don't.
Pattern that's going to keep going, unfortunately.
Like, if he, yeah. Shit. It's like the double life. It's like probably not just two. But anyway.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Probably a quintuple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can have so many relationships going online
yeah.
at one time. Yeah. It's really nuts.
I mean, fuck. April Richardson has a whole story about it, you know.
Oh, that story is insane.
Yeah, she talks about it. And then she ended up talking about the story on stage and then meeting a woman in the audience who had been going out with the same person.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like a dude in the military. So he was like always like, oh, I'm on assignment. I'm here and here. And they've like four or five of them all found each other now.
I mean, that's neat. Why is that a movie?
It really should be. And they're all like,
I think someone did try to make that. Never mind. Yeah.
It did come. It was.
It was some shitty.
Isn't it like I hate?
It was some shitty movie like 2 years ago.
Something or it's like an. It's like I hate somebody's name, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like three girls.
Who was? It was like three of those like starlet girls. Damn it! Who was in that movie? No, it's like driving me crazy.
It's like they're all different ages too.
Yeah.
It was obviously a banger.
A hit.
Yeah, we obviously all were obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It's something bad. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I hate Jake or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, something like that. It's really annoying. Yeah, fuck those guys. Unfortunately, but
congrats on your expensive equipment. I mean, it's always fun to get gear.
Yes.
Hey, maybe sell it, buy the shit that you actually want.
I really want to know what this is. Because it's like.
Also, like, that's such a power. That's such a move on his part, too. He did that deliberately, too. Not to give you the thing that you want. He's like, but this is what I want her to have instead. Like, that was, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of this.
Yeah.
His whole thing.
I like
fuckery.
To keep my girl's equipment fresh.
What the fuck? I know. That is the
craziest. What is that?
It's my job to keep my girl's equipment fresh.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Equipment
fuck you.
Fresh.
It's just, yeah, it's a gift. I steal stuff from exes. Or, like, that was came out in a weird way. I'll, like, have something of theirs, and I'll keep it, and I'll be like, this is mine now.
Oh, goodbye. It's reparation.
Oh, yeah.
I have many, many stole. Yeah. Many leftover things.
I've done the opposite and kind of regretted it, where I'll feel bad for breaking up with someone, and then I just give them my shit. Like in the aftermath, and then
you don't
like,
want you don't ask for it back.
That's interesting.
No, but like you keep that.
Yeah,
and then like 6 months later, I'm like, I should have kept that shit. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it feels like a power move in the moment. I'm just like, oh, you need this. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have you guys ever gone through a boyfriend or lover's phone and deleted your nudes off of it so they can't have them when you break
no.
up?
No.
That's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's yeah, a nice premeditated.
It. Yeah,
it's good.
I tried to do it, but they hide it in their phone different places, so right. It's hard to get everything.
How do you get their password? I've never even tried.
Not everyone has one.
Mm-hmm. What, yeah. Or you just like
look over their shoulder.
Yeah. Look over their shoulder.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
You just get it. Or you're like, what are you hiding?
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah.
You're like, oh, I just need to mirror this show to the TV. Like, can you unlock it? Sometimes I just grab, if they're driving, I just grab their thumb and put it on the phone.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I'm just changing the song. And then I look at
you're doing
text.
It while you're next to them?
This is a long game for you. That's good, though. You have to erase your digital footprint.
I do it kind of as a joke.
Oh, okay. So you know, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at their phone. I mean, yeah. I just, what I do is like, I'm like, oh, I just want to change the song. And then I open the phone with their thumb, and then I open up texts. I just like go to text.
Right.
But
you go
I don't,
to media.
I'm not like a. I don't snoop. I'm not like interested at all. In
yeah, you're just
what,
no,
what
no.
That's your. That's
anyone.
Your shit.
Yeah.
Because if anyone looked at my phone, I'd get in so much trouble. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm like, that's you. I got my stuff. Let's just keep that separate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Do you have like? Yeah, it is. I have a lot, like I've said, I've got a lot of pictures out there that I'm like, well, you know, that could see the light of day someday. But I have a lot of dicks in return, so.
Yeah, but dicks are, you can't really incriminate anyone with a dick.
Well, but if they could incriminate, I don't know. I feel like if they incriminate me, I would have something back for them.
No, you don't.
Why?
Because if it's a full-blown picture of you and it's just an isolated
dick.
No,
I'm not saying it's just dicks.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, it's very.
It's identifiable dick.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But there's also enough that it's like, well, it's obvious it must be the same person unless they've Googled the same dick 10,000 times. Unless they've found one guy taking these pictures over and over.
Mutually assured dick destruction.
I would love to do some kind of like finding the clues to prove it's them with shirts and stuff.
I saw this rumpled in a pile by his bed.
I'm glad that I want to work in comedy and like I'm a comedian and want to be a writer and it does not matter if nudes get out of me.
Yeah.
I have worst case scenario, you see what I look like naked. I mean,
and I didn't send it unless I looked good, so
welcome.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, there's a way, I'm trying to think what would be more embarrassing than that, but something I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that too, because I'm like, I don't send it unless I'm like, well, if this got in the world, like, I'll survive.
Yeah.
There's some texts I like tell my friends. I'm like, don't screenshot that. I don't want.
Oh, text. Conversations.
Conversations would be thing. Way more violating.
Like, those G-chats. G-chats.
Really yeah.
But photos, I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
I have a vagina. Yeah. Words out.
Did you guys not know?
Yeah.
Words out.
Yeah. Word on the street is. I don't know if you guys knew, but I have one. Mm-hmm. Totally have a vagina.
I do an email wipe every two years where like I keep stuff for 2 years and then I delete everything past that.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah.
But does that mean it's gone? I feel like it's still out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
I mean, it might be on like a Google.
But nobody could like just look in your thing.
No. Yeah, it's deleted forever from like my Gmail. Like I clear it out every 2 years.
I should just.
Yeah, I don't have anything pre.
Just everything.
Everything. I wonder if I would miss it.
You wouldn't.
Because I say 2 years, not 1 year. Because 1 year, it's like,
you might need what's stuff.
A year? But 2 years, I'm like, if I haven't looked for this specific thing in 2 years, I probably don't need it.
So you just sort it by date and then just.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's like I also have like, you know, a lot of folders and shit. So it's like, you know.
Not stuff that I'll goes go through.
It's, you know it's which
like
stuff.
2 years in your inbox or something?
No. It's like everything. Like my inbox only has like maybe 10 emails in it. Like
Brandy's like a super folder haver.
Yeah. I move everything out of it and I know exactly what I still need to do. I'm always chasing that zero.
I'm like that, but I don't need. My brain already separates. I just like don't do it because I'm like, I know. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I don't. Do I need to have like color coding.
It's really
I need
bad
to like.
Right now.
Oh, mine's horrible.
Yeah. My email, my inbox.
2,418.
Damn.
Unread?
In my, unread, yeah.
2,418. I've got 515.
Wow. I've got.
And so that's just your,
2,088.
Like, your spam shit that you just don't read?
Yeah.
No, spam is.
But like what is all this unread stuff? Is it just, like, ads for shit?
Yeah. Most of the ones I have unread that I usually delete right away, but they're focus group emails that I do sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But I skip it because I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to have time for it.
I don't have any unread in my Gmail, like if I look at it, but something my phone isn't the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I get spam to my phone. Like,
it doesn't like
filter it.
I can't even find another unread.
Even if I look at something on my, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a combination. I've got like. Invite to the East Side Food Festival, something from CVS.
And you're like, I'm definitely going to go to that.
But that's spam stuff. See, all mine gets separated in Gmail to spam shit that you don't see.
Mine's like the bottom of a junk drawer.
Do you guys do Nextdoor?
Nextdoor?
I got out of those notifications.
I got it unsubscribed. This is killing me.
I know.
It's like four or five emails a day. And just some woman at home being like, I saw a cat.
Yeah. Literally, that's all it is.
I saw one cat.
Was that is this a coyote?
Is this your cat? I'm like, oh my God.
Don't worry about the cats outside.
The cat's dead.
Exactly.
There are coyotes now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's also like, I don't know. I feel like if a cat's outside, a cat's going to come back or a cat's not going to come back.
You have no control over the cat.
Very next day,
the cat came back.
I don't know what that is.
I hope Orange Kitty's okay. Have you seen
them? They're lions.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Orange Kitty.
They're not domesticated. We all know this.
Right.
Yeah. Ladies? Cats, no.
Yeah, no.
Not domesticated.
Yeah. They're miniature
lions.
Yeah. Dogs can't fend for themselves whatsoever.
No. The cats want to be free.
Yeah.
If they get out, they're going to come back. Put some food out, and then they'll come back. And if they don't,
if they
didn't like
you, they'll come back.
They didn't like you anyway. So let them go.
I need to play more hard to get with Orange Kitty.
Yeah,
I'm showing my hand. I'm just, you know, I get very excited because I love orange kitties.
We have an orange cat in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's very sweet.
And you're trying to lure it.
Yeah, and like he'll come back here, and I'll like pretend like I'm not looking at him, and then I'll just real quiet come out. I'm like, oops, what's that tuna?
Yeah.
Damn, you're playing hard with tuna.
I'm playing hard. Yeah, and he's still afraid of me, but I think I'm close.
You just gotta like let him chill.
Yeah,
like let him come to you first. I think
you're trying with the tuna.
What
if you got him one of those little like
a play thing?
Yeah, like what
feather things. Get one of those. They're obsessed with those.
Yeah,
there was a kitten that came into the office and it was like really shy, but it had some toys and I dangled a little mouse in front of it that had a bell and it went, and then it was my best friend.
Great idea. Yeah.
That's so funny to get a toy for a cat that you don't like. don't even have
the weirdest cat. I've like reached peak weird cat lady.
Yeah. You're in the pet store like filling up your
like
cart.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
Oh, I don't have one.
Not applicable
yet.
An orange cat in the neighborhood.
I don't want to put labels on it. I think we kind of like each other.
Yeah, exactly.
As though that's the weirdest thing they would hear that day. Also,
right?
No, for sure. He's not mine right now.
Yeah. Oh, I've kidnapped quite a few cats.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Anyway, Ellington, thanks for doing the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Where can everyone find you online to follow your stuff?
My Instagram is Ellington Wells. My Twitter is @drawdifferent. Yeah, that's
check
it.
Check her out at Flappers.
Come to
do a show.
I don't do Flappers anymore. I was shamed out of doing shows at Flappers. But if anyone from Flappers is listening, I'd love if you guys had me back.
Sounds
and
good,
yeah, go see Blackberry Jam at Cha Cha.
Yes.
Great
yes.
show.
Great show.
And thanks for doing it.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah.
Bye. We're going to go find the Orange Kitty. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.